Yesterday morning, the Litchfield Fire Department responded to a call about a fire at Pizza Man in Litchfield, and the Hillsborough Fire Department was called to the Broad Street Bar and Grill in Hillsborough because of a fire there. Pizza Man Scott Chandler says the fire department arrived about 12:30.
He was intense and went into the dining room, destroyed mostly everything in the dining room, all of Pizza Man, and Panther Room is damaged, and most of the smoke damage is in the Ice Cream Man all the way back to the back Ice Cream Man kitchens, and that's really about the extent all I know right now.
The investigation into the fire is still in early stages, and as part of the investigation, Chandler says they will be going through some video they have.
Hopefully we can bring that video up and it wasn't damaged. So hopefully that'll shed some light on what happened and when it happened and where it happened. So it's just sad. We feel for mainly our employees. Really counted on it. We have some employees that are great. They got a family. We'll be okay. I just hope they're going to be okay.
Many friends stopped by Pizza Man this morning offering support and hugs to the family. Pizza Man began 43 years ago and has done more than just serve pizza.
My name is Jessica Chandler. I'm Jeff Chandler's wife. I've been involved in the business about 10 years. I met him here, so obviously the store means a lot to us. But we totally have faith in God, and everything's going to be taken care of. And you got to have humor in a lot of things, what was spared, what wasn't, and everything that's going to happen. It's the only way to get through it. But all's well, and God will provide. Our biggest concern is employees, taking care of our employees and making sure we have a lot of full-time employees with lots of families, and that's a huge concern. But everything can be replaced, and thank God that nobody was here, and everybody's safe and healthy.
Jessica says her day started early yesterday morning.
First, my husband got a phone call from his brother and jumped out of bed and said, "I can't believe it, and you got to be kidding me," and said there was a fire at Pizza Man, and it's one of those situations where you think, okay, is it just, you know, a little small fire, everything's good, call the whole department for one little fire. And then I sent my mom and dad down, and they said, no, flames through the roof and smoke. People at UJ's reported that. So my mom came so I could come, and we just had to sit. And I've got pictures of us just sitting there watching everything. There's nothing we could do. Finally, about 3 o'clock in the morning, everything ended, everybody left, and Jeff's dad, Lowell, decided to hold prayer around the picnic table, and I was good until then. Three grown men just breaking down and crying. We pour 43 years of service, of their life, service, this business, and everything we've had here. We've had church here. Church started here. And we have homeschool here, and all of our meetings and Bible studies and everything, and that just broke everybody. But we are very firm believers that God will provide, and He's amazing and awesome, and there's good in everything.
In Hillsborough yesterday morning around 1 o'clock, the Hillsborough Fire Department responded to a fire at the Broad Street Bar and Grill, formerly the Church Street Pub. According to the fire department, there was quite a bit of damage. Not only was there fire damage, but water lines were also affected.
The phone keeps ringing off the hook because everybody's without water or no pressure.
This is Hillsborough City Treasurer Bev McCoy.
A main line break.
Okay.
Due from switching fire hydrants or whatever, something to do with the fire, and they can't get it isolated enough to shut off, you know, totally shut it off so they can get it fixed. So they're shutting water off all over town, and now evidently, you know, Main Street, a lot of people on Main Street are without water right now. So, of course, if everybody's off, they're going to have a boil order until we get our test back to make sure that, you know, it can be turned, you know, where everybody can just drink the water.
Investigation into both fires is in progress, and we will report as we find out more. For WSMI News, I'm Sarah Tomach.